Two workers died while three became seriously ill after allegedly inhaling toxic fumes as they cleaned a boat restaurant engine room yesterday. The vessel was anchored at a pier in Pattaya. Pattaya police led a rescue team to help the five workers who had reportedly passed out while cleaning the engine room. It's believed they succumbed to toxic fumes as the ventilation system hadn't been turned on. When they arrived, officials found one worker dead at the scene, another had died whilst being rushed to hospital. The names of the victims haven't been released at this stage. 200 residents and tourists joined forces yesterday to collect the garbage that had swept into Klong Ta Chin in Rasada. That's the area just east of Phuket town. Volunteers, including local fishermen and members of the Phuket Red Cross Society, took 38 boats to collect over 2 tons of rubbish floating in the canal, most of which was plastic and pieces of furniture. The event was held in the hope that coastal communities, fishermen, tourists, and other people will become more aware about pollution and cut down on the garbage they use and where they throw it away. And hundreds of thousands of people across the country took part in the Love and Warmth cycle rides yesterday, with the main ride in Bangkok being personally led by His Majesty the King to mark the opening of the Un Airak Fair at the Dusit Palace Royal Plaza. The King led the Un Airak bicycle ride at 5 p.m. with thousands of people standing along the route hoping to catch a glimpse of the monarch. The bike route ran from the Royal Plaza to Latpo Park in Samut Prakan and back. City police temporarily blocked off key city roads. Here in Phuket, officials also closed roads between Phuket Town and Chalong for the local event where 6,000 people took part. The government yesterday transferred a second batch of funds into the bank accounts of another 4.2 million state welfare card holders who are entitled to 500 baht each as part of the 5.5 billion New Year gift program for Thailand's 11.1 million low-income earners. People whose ID card numbers start with 31, 35, 36, 37, 38 and 39 were able to withdraw the cash from Krung Thai Bank ATM machines. Today, the last batch of 2.9 million card holders, whose numbers start with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 8, will get their money. Though the recipients were grateful for the extra 500 baht, critics have lambasted the government for the handout, which they see as an attempt to win popular support ahead of the February the 24th general election. Economy Southeast Asia 2018, conducted by Google and Temasek, says that Southeast Asia's internet economy will surge from $72 billion in 2018 to $240 billion in 2025. That's dollars, by the way, not baht. Ben King, the country manager of Google Thailand, says that according to research, the key driver of Thailand's internet economy is e-commerce and online media. He said online media, including advertising, gaming and music and video subscription, is now about $2.4 billion, growing at 44% per annum, and it's expected to touch $7 billion by 2025. The key factors driving online media are growth in internet users, video streaming, paid video and music, and local developer and creators. And police in Bangkok have arrested 6 Cambodian pickpockets working as a team to target foreigners. This from the Immigration Police Bureau Chief Major General Surachat Hakpan. The 6 suspects were arrested at Siam SkyTrain station and they aged in range from 25 to 31 with a 17-year-old girl tagging along. Surachat says the gang entered Thailand at Sakyao and were in the capital picking pockets at tourist attractions, shopping malls and BTS stations. Foreigners were the chief victims, although it was a Thai that tipped off the police, leading to the arrests. The Thai woman was robbed of her iPhone last Friday.